Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This song was released today in 1982.
In everyone, learn to live.
No? I don't remember it?
No, I was born in 83.
I know you don't remember Falero.
So I was a mistake, too, so my parents didn't even plan me. I told y'all that story.
I bet Will Manso would remember this. Will Manso is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You see him on the Miami Heat pregame and postgame on Fox Sports Sun. He's the sports director at Local 10. You remember that song, Ebony and Ivory?
Stevie Wonder, Paul McCartney. That's a classic.
A classic, an absolute classic. So today is Chris Bosh Day, Will.
I can't wait.
I didn't have a question there. I just blurted it out that, hey, today, I kind of left you hanging there. It's Chris Bosh Day. But let's talk about what Crowder and I have talked about since the Heat announced this. I believe Chris Bosh is absolutely worthy of this honor. Crowder just thinks the idea of hanging someone's jersey in the rafters, they should have maybe numbers or longevity that are more appropriate.
Kind of rules. Like, what gets your numbers in the rafters? Because if Chris Bosh makes it, other people should make it. A lot of other people should make it.
Well, I mean, I think number one is winning, obviously, is a big factor, too. I mean, big numbers is nice. Not every franchise has championships. You can't always measure by that. But I think you have to look at the person, the impact they had in that specific organization for the time they were there. Like, for instance, look, we had this same discussion. I think we may have even had it. I'm sure you had it on the show when Shaq was
yep.
his number was retired.
Yep.
I mean, a lot of people said to me, but wait a minute, Shaq was there, what, 2.5, 3 years? I mean, why would you, I get he came, he won a championship, but I mean, really? And we tried to explain the impact. And again, Shaq and shoe numbers wasn't the dominant Shaq he was in his earlier days, but on impact of the franchise to come and pair with Dwayne, you got, I think, a deserving guy to have that number retired. With CP, it's the same thing, you know. He is the one forgotten, usually, of the big three, and I understand why he was considered the third piece, the third wheel, whatever you want to call it, but you ask anybody on that team, on those championships, who the most important player was, and, you know, while he certainly wasn't the best player, we know LeBron was, when it came to defense, offense, the unselfish nature of play, the great personality he had, being a locker room guy, I think everyone would tell you CP is right up there, and the numbers were there as well, the championships were there, two of them, I mean, it's to me, he's deserving of the honor.
Yeah, I mean, my point on it was, you know, are you ranking the big three? Then yes, he's 3 out of 3. I'm with you on that, Crowder. If you're remembering that era, though, and that era was 4 seasons of winning and just magic, something you could never recapture, he was part of it. You refer to that era as the Big Three era. Those guys are known as the Big Three. It was never the Big Two plus One or whatever it was. So I do think he's worthy of the honor, and I don't think
he's Marlon Jackson.
I disagree with that because I don't think.
Who else could he be?
Because I don't think the Jacksons would have sounded. I think the Jacksons would have sounded like the Jacksons without Marlon Jackson. I don't think the Big Three would have been the Big Three. I don't think the Heat go to 4 championships in a row without Chris Bosh.
I agree with you, and I'll tell you why. With CB, he had to look. They all had to sacrifice something for LeBron. Let's face it, LeBron is the best player on the planet when he got here. Some would say he's still the best player on the planet, certainly one of the top 3 or 4 players of all time. When LeBron got here, with CB and Dwayne already being here, each had to defer a bit. Dwayne's numbers dip in the years of Big Three, but they don't dip that significantly, and they only dip because Dwayne had to defer some to LeBron. And Chris's number from his days in Toronto dipped, but again, they dipped for unselfish championship reasons. But when you looked at the game, and I remember talking to John Crotty about this all the time when he would work at studio with me, and I worked for Fox the last year of the Big Three, and he used to say to me, watch a game with Bosh. He's an elite player. He's a guy who's a top 10 player in the league, a future Hall of Famer, yet there are no real design plays for him. Everything runs through LeBron and Dwayne. Think about that. You're an elite player, a future Hall of Famer, in the prime of your career, and nothing runs through you. He had to be unselfish and do everything else. But the numbers he got came in a different kind of unselfish, not ball dominant kind of way, and he still put up the numbers offensively and defensively.
And what was he, because you kind of talk about it now, maybe think about, what was he great at? Because I remember him getting criticized for rebounding down here. You know, his numbers went down here. You know, I don't know if he's a facilitator. Like, why does Chris Bosh deserve to be a Hall of Famer, which he will be, and in the rafters at AAA?
You know, James, the funny thing about Chris is he was kind of ahead of his time. You know, and a lot of times we don't appreciate someone until they're gone, until they leave, until they're not on your team or they retire or whatever it may be. I think Chris is the perfect case in point. Look, we can't have revisionist history either, and I agree with you and think that when Chris was here, everyone thought he was the greatest. We all heard it. I would get it from Heat fans and from people, and I'm sure you guys on the shows and on other shows would get the calls or the text emails, whatever. I don't think people truly appreciated the player Chris was because, again, he wasn't the primary guy, and he was kind of ahead of the curve of being that guy that lived a little bit, even at as big as he is, on the outside, waiting for the kick out for three, which a lot of times kept him away from rebounds in situations and maybe pound inside like he did maybe earlier in his career. Chris was the first guy in that wave of those years that used a guy that big and talented to kind of sit around the three-point line and take shots and look for open shots. Now you see it everywhere. I mean, if you look at Milwaukee, the top seed in the East, they got a seven-footer Brook Lopez who lives on the three-point line. So the game has just changed a lot. And I think Chris was kind of ahead of the curve of that game, but he could do everything. He just wasn't the main facilitator and guy to have to do it night in and night out.
Will Manso is with us, Fox Sports Sun and Local 10. Beyond Chris Bosh tonight, I said this might be the most important game of the Heat season so far tonight. Would you agree?
100%. You know, and given that Orlando won last night against Philly and they won five straight, I mean, they look good. I saw a little bit of the Magic game because when we work in the Fox studios, they do their games out of the same studio, and they have the game on the other monitor. And I'm watching this team with Aaron Gordon and Vucevic and these guys, and they have some really nice players. Evan Fournier, a guy who's always given the Heat headaches in the past. They have a really nice team, and they have a great coach. I love Steve Clifford. I always respected him when he was in Charlotte, having to deal with him in post games. Very knowledgeable guy who gets the most out of his team. A lot of ways, like Eric Spoelstra, he takes his roster and finds a way to make them play their best in the key games down the stretch. That's a dangerous team. And when I say dangerous team, a dangerous team for the Heat to knock them out of the playoffs. If the Heat don't win tonight, given the tiebreaker situation, they're in tough shape. Even though there'll be eight games left, Miami's looking at a situation where they'll likely have to go 5-3, 6-2 down the stretch, where if they win this game and have that 2-3 game cushion over Orlando and Charlotte, even if they say go 4-4 down the stretch, they'll likely make the playoffs.
Yeah, it's a big one tonight. It's going to be an exciting night at the American Airlines Arena. That place is going to be filled and rocking. No, Will?
Oh, it's going to be great. And, you know, CB, and the cool thing about it too, guys, and I think you guys know this, Chris was kind of, I don't want to say alienated a little bit or, you know, disassociated with the franchise, but when he was going through the stuff and his health and wondering what he was going to do, he wasn't around. And, you know, the franchise would always embrace him and Heat fans always loved him, but Chris was going through his things with his family and in his life to see what was next. Chris is back to being Chris with the Heat, meaning he loves to be around. He genuinely loves to be around. He's back. His wife, Adrian's there. His kids. He's part of that family. He never left, but he's there again. And I think that energy, you'll feel it tonight. It'll be cool because, again, we had it for those years, and it was so much fun. And when you lost it, you kind of took for granted what you did have those years.
Will, did enough of these players play with Chris Bosh for it to really, you know, invigorate them tonight, knowing it's his night?
I think the young guys, you know, you look at Justice and J-Rich Bam, obviously didn't have to deal with, you know, you look at the Hassan, those guys, it's funny because Hassan will say a lot. Hassan is not a guy who's very talkative. We know that. He shelters himself a bit from the media. He doesn't like to be too open with things. But when you get him in his moments of honesty about players that have impacted him, normally the first thing that comes out of his mouth is Chris Bosh. And Chris guided him and spoke to him and tried to ease him when he was going through that stage, when he was first becoming a player in the league and, you know, starting to put those big numbers, making sure it didn't get to his head. And CB's a guy that even now, Hassan has said, when he's having issues or questions or things, he turns to Chris. And that's stuff that they do in private. And obviously Chris isn't around all the time like he used to be as a player, but he still counts on Chris for that guidance. So I think the young guys do remember the impact of the type of player he was. Let's face it, guys. If Chris never has his health issues, I mean, the year that he got sick, remember, they got one game from the Eastern Conference Finals without him. We never got to see CB and Gorin working together. It's one of the real, I guess, it's a shame that we never see, it's one of the real disappointments as a fan you could have is that we never really got to see him be the leader of this team, which the Heat re-signed him to do.
Will Manso, Local 10, Fox Sports Sun. Watch him tonight. Big one tonight. Have fun at the American Airlines Arena tonight, Will.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.